أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فلا أقسم بما تبصرون وما لا تبصرون إنه لقول رسول كريم. In the previous ayats, we read about the people of Jannat and Jahannam, and particularly here, the severe punishment that will be meted out to the people in Jahannam. It is possible that a person thinks that it is exaggeration what Allah has written, or what Allah has revealed, or a person thinks this is only to frighten the people, or he thinks it is just figurative, it is not literal, it is not true. And unfortunately, there have been such people who have read these opinions and have written also a lot about it. And some people say this is only to frighten the people. In reality, it is not there. So, na'udhu billah. So for that, Allah Ta'ala now explains the great honor of the Quran Sharif, and that every letter, every dot of the Quran is 100% true, and it is exactly as what Allah has written. And the literal meaning is meant of the Quran Sharif, and of Jannat, and of Jahannam, etc. The great, great enjoyments of Jannat also are not conceivable by us in this world. And the terrible punishments of Jahannam are not also conceivable by us. And the work of a banda is to listen to his master, to his Lord. And here Allah is the one that who has created us. In this world, if a person is a slave of somebody, he's just a slave. That master did not create him, did not make him. So we have to accept the words of Allah Ta'ala as they are. So Allah Ta'ala, in his great mercy and kindness, takes qasab to convince us of the truth of the matter. فَلَا أُقْسِمُ بِمَا تُبْصِرُونَ. So qasam khata ho un cheezo ki jo dekhte ho. Allah says, I'm taking qasam and an oath of those things that which you can see. And you know these are true things. وَمَا لَا تُبْصِرُونَ. Or jo cheeze ke tum nahi dekhte. And I also take qasam of those things which you cannot see. There are so many things which we cannot see, but they are there. The air, we cannot see it with our eyes, but nobody can deny the existence of the air. The earth is moving. At this moment we are sitting on this earth. To us, we look at the earth, it's dead, it's still, it's not moving at all. But how do we get our day and night? The earth is moving on its axis, otherwise we won't get day and night. And we won't get our seasons of summer and winter if the earth is not moving. So more than what our senses are, what our eyes, what we see, what our breath are, more than that is what we perceive and understand with our brains. And our brains are also faulty. We know we make many mistakes with our brains also. Many wrong decisions, big, big decisions are made wrong. Even by a group of people who are sitting in a meeting, they all come to a conclusion and they come to a wrong conclusion. We know these things happen. So more higher than that, Allah has kept what we call Sharia, which Hazrat Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali explained, ke tabiat ke upar akal ko ghalib rakho. More than what your tabiat, your nature is, your desires, keep over that your aqal, your brains which Allah has given you. And don't make your brains also your God, your Allah, that your brains know everything. Aur aqal ke upar shariat ko ghalib rakho. Above your brains, keep the Quran and Hadith. That is revelation from Allah, and whatever Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam spoke were from the command of Allah Ta'ala. وَمَا يَنْتِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيُ يُوحَىٰ. So those are 100% true and genuine sources. And what they have taught us are 100% true and correct. So we have to accept that what we can see, whatever we can feel, touch, and that also which is the truth. And more than that, what we can't see also we accept. So when Allah has revealed, and Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam has revealed to us that Jannat is in existence, Jahannam is in existence. The adab of the qabr is a reality. And the great enjoyments of the qabr is also a reality. We accept that all. That is what is a true believer, that he accepts it all completely. Innahu laqawlu rasulin kareem. Kaha hai ek peygham lane wala sardar ka. And this is the message of him who has come from the king, from the great and honorable being, Allah Ta'ala. Allah has sent this message to him and he has brought it to us. If we want to, we can understand it in this way. An ambassador of a country, whatever instructions he gets from his government, he has to see to that. He can't add and subtract to that at all. Whatever the government has ordered him to do, he has to do that. And if he adds and subtracts to the laws and to the instructions, orders that are given by the government, he will be taken to task very severely. So like that, Rasul Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam was sent by Allah Ta'ala. And what he was sent to do, he has to fulfill that exactly as it is, and he cannot alter it in any way whatsoever. And we find many ayat in that way. When the kuffar of Makkah wanted him to change certain ayats, make it suit them, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, I cannot do that at all. I have no right to do it. I can't add anything to this Quran Sharif. I can't subtract anything from my side. What Allah has sent to me, that is what I have to propagate. وَمَا هُوَ بِقَوْلِ الشَّاعِرِ اور نہیں ہے یہ کسی شاعر کا کلام. And this is not the work and the words of any poet. Many people who objected to the Quran Sharif, they should say this is some poet's work. Poetry has got its rules and the rhyming of the words, etc. The Quran Sharif is not governed by any of those rules. There is no poetry in the Quran. And whoever has studied the Quran and has studied poetry will clearly see that this is no poetry whatsoever. قَلِيلًا مَا تُؤْمِنُونَ تُمْ تھوڑا يَقِين کرتے ہو. It is very little that you believe in the Quran. The reality of the Quran, that was to the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu. The Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, they knew what the exact truth is. We do believe, but our belief is still weak also. And we have to strengthen it also. And not that's what suits us, what we understand. There was one group in the Muslims which are known as the Mu'tazila. And they only accepted that which came in their brains, which they could perceive, which they could understand. And what they could not understand, they denied it. They say this cannot be in existence. No, the true belief is whatever Allah has revealed truly and it has come to us, and what Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, the true words of Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there is no doubt in it, we accept it wholeheartedly. وَلَا بِقَوْلِ كَاهِن اور نہیں ہے کہا پریو والے کا. And these are not the words of soothsayers, fortune tellers, etc. They also add lot of things in their things, what they say, etc. And their words also, they add a lot just to get rhyming correctly and to say their words correctly. So this is not the word of any fortune teller or any soothsayer also. And if a person just has to study any part of the Quran, it has challenged the world till the day of Qiyamah. And nobody has come up with anything like the Quran Sharif. قَلِيلًا مَا تَذَكَّرُونَ تُم بہت کم دھیان کرتے ہو. You reflect and ponder very little. If you have to reflect and ponder, you will see the truthfulness of the Quran and that it is the absolute word of أَحْكُمُ الْحَاكِمِينَ, the greatest of the great, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. And nobody and everybody altogether cannot match or come anywhere near Allah Ta'ala in any aspect of their lives or the great, great qualities of Allah. Allah is absolute. And the Quran Sharif is also a great manifestation of the Qudrat and the power and the beauty and perfection of Allah Ta'ala. And so is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also a manifestation of the perfection, the qudrat and the greatness of Allah Ta'ala. So we accept everything the Quran has said, and we don't become like Orientalists or other people who follow in their way, and they have given different explanations and interpretations to various ayats of the Quran. We accept the Quran as it has come to us and explained to us by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.